This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
It's news time now. What's going on?
Should we sell Montana? That's the question. And they're turning on Jesse. News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. Even though they have three offices in Hampton Roads, most of the time they go to their client's home, work, or even the hospital. Huffman and Huffman, the brothers-in-law. So one of the big stories around here is the entire state of Virginia has a winter weather alert today, except for our area.
Oh, okay. So it's not Tidewater?
Yeah, we're in coastal Virginia, Tidewater, Hampton Roads.
Yes,
what do you want to call
yes.
it? We may see a little bit of a wintry mix tonight, but it's mostly going to be a rain event for us. Tomorrow morning is probably going to suck for your commute because, you know, it's the end of a wintry mix slash rain. So just a heads up there. But yeah, everybody else under this whole winter weather.
I heard it's
alert.
Really going to suck for our commute.
Yeah.
It's worse between like 1 and 5.
Yeah.
Something like that. But at the end of the day, it's less than an inch of snow.
Right.
According to Wavy at 5:20 this morning.
Right, yeah.
So we'll see where else.
Fluid situation. We'll keep an eye on what's
happening.
Fluid,
yes, exactly.
Elsewhere, yeah, very fluid. We are now a part of the lawsuit. Virginia jumped in on the suit. Started in California. 14 other states are a part of it, too. The suit filed yesterday challenges President Trump's national emergency declaration. Now, our attorney general's statement on this is, concocting a fake emergency to build a needless wall goes against the Constitution and the values America was built on. Virginia and California are part of the 16-state coalition. It includes New York, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, and Oregon. I feel like I'm trying to list all the states, like geography and
like you're playing
class
Jeopardy
or whatever.
Or something?
Yes!
Yeah.
And National Emergency Declaration gives the president special powers to take taxpayer dollars from other budgets to pay for the border wall construction. Legal challenges to such an effort are inevitable. Our attorney general did add that President Trump's ill-advised plan could divert critical funds from actual national security priorities, including military construction projects and bases and facilities throughout Virginia.
So do we know where the money is actually coming from?
Doesn't sound like it, does it?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No, it's just like wherever it's coming from, we don't like it. That's what it sounds like to me.
It could come from here.
Now, our attorney general, when he filed the lawsuit, was he dressed as rapper Curtis Blow?
No reports of that.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Which is, you know what? If you idolize the guy, you do you, sweetheart.
Right.
That's what I say.
Yeah, 1980. He did go on to say, we must stand up to this administration when it violates the law and attacks our values.
Yes,
so
yes.
One of 16 states that are a part of it. There is a way we could make up some money, though. A change.org petition is calling for support in an effort to sell Montana to Canada, which it's believed would estimate it would get rid of about $1 trillion in national debt that the United States roughly carries. According to the change.org petition creator, we have too much debt and Montana is useless. Just tell them it has beavers or something.
Montana is useless.
Yep.
What do people that live in Montana think of this?
Well, funny that you ask.
Because they do have representation.
Yeah. According to some of the postings here, one person who was, it says, who even lives in Montana, yeet. Is what they wrote.
Really? They'll go to Canada?
Yeah. That would be a great idea to sell Montana to Canada. Some of my comments got deleted, but one person was like, wait, pot is legal in Canada now. Sell us. Yes, we will go to Canada.
Montana is filled with, you know, individuals who that kind of live free, leave me alone, almost libertarian. They got the high speed limits. We don't want no trouble. Don't bother us. That kind of stuff. So maybe they would like to go to Canada. Yeah. I just don't see life as being as rosy in Canada as you think it is. Try and get an appointment at a cardiologist in Canada. Enjoy yourself. You can go on the waiting list.
Well, I think it's all just, but the petition states that started 7 days ago now has 7,000 supporters. So, you know, 7,000.
That's everyone in Montana.
According to history.com, here are some fun facts about Montana.
Oh, cool.
Montana is the fourth largest U.S. area.
Okay.
The date of statehood, November 8th, 1889. Mm-hmm. The population, 989,415. The nickname...
So all of Hampton Roads has more people than the state of Montana.
Yeah.
So we have 1.4 million.
And they have the most space. The nickname, the Treasure State, the Big Sky Country.
Yep.
The tree is the Ponderosa Pine. The flower is the Bitterroot. The bird is the Western Meadowlark.
Ah, the Western, here comes the sound of the Western Meadowlark.
And in 2010, Montana was the home to an average of 6.8 people per square mile.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is what really tells the story. This is Hannah Montana. Oh. Can we not sell her to Canada?
There you go. That's a deal, I think, that we could take.
Right,
cool. We'll get more signatures on the petition, I think.
Mala.
Elsewhere, people are turning on Jussie Smollett, the actor from Empire, who says he was attacked a couple of weeks ago. Fox News says they're no longer investigating Jussie as the victim of a hate crime. Talking about the police, they're no longer investigating Jussie as the victim of a hate crime. The two brothers that were questioned and released in the investigation insist that they are not racist or homophobic. Ola and Abel Osundero addressed the multitude of theories around the case that have spread in news reports and social media. They broke their silence yesterday. Smollett told police he was beaten January 29th at 2 a.m. by two men who shouted racist and homophobic slurs and referenced MAGA. Quote, "We are not racist, we are not homophobic, and we are not anti-Trump. We were born and raised in Chicago. We are American citizens." That's what the brother said in a joint statement yesterday. And two brothers who are of Nigerian descent were taken into custody by police last week, then released. Police cited new information, said they wanted to speak with Smollett again. That has not yet happened.
So they're Americans from Nigerian parents. They're not from Nigeria,
right?
As we were led to believe.
Right. The actor's lawyers have denied that the reported attack was a hoax, saying anyone claiming otherwise is lying. Smollett, again, has not yet met with detectives for this new time that they would like to speak to him. The brothers also allegedly have said Jussie may have staged the attack upon himself because hardly anyone paid attention to a threatening letter that was sent to him. Sources reportedly told CBS 2 Chicago and ABC News that police are investigating the possibility that Smollett concocted his assault over frustration that a menacing letter sent to him at the Empire Studio in Chicago barely got any attention at all. The threatening letter included the letters MAGA scrawled in red marker and an ominous warning to Smollett with letters that were cut out of magazines. It said, "Smollett, Jussie, you will die black," and then a slur. It also included a drawing of a stick figure hanging from a tree next to a gun. So,
Wow.
Yeah, nobody paid attention
sent
to that.
By a five-year-old? So. What's going on here?
Right.
I mean, it's kind of creepy. In the overnight news, I heard that when they arrested these guys, who they now have let go, they also seized some magazines at their home, ostensibly to tie that to that letter.
Yeah.
But this makes it sound like the letter was a separate deal and that he's possibly reacting to the fact. But I thought the studio said they offered him immediate security and he declined.
They did, and he did. And again, this is all sources. We don't have we don't have names, you know. A lot of this is sources are saying this, sources are saying that. This is interesting as well. Jussie auditioned for a role in a play that shares eerie similarities to his alleged attack.
Yeah.
This is according to the New York Post. He may have used Instagram to tip off the brothers to his whereabouts the night of the attack. He was auditioning that day for a possible revival of Take Me Out. The Tony-winning production follows a biracial baseball player who's attacked by a pitcher called the N-word, the F-slur.
Oh, wow.
This after coming out, the characters compete on a team called the New York Empires, which is also just coincidental.
Wow, that's beyond coincidental. That's weird.
After the day of readings for the play, he went to LaGuardia Airport to fly back to Chicago to film the final episodes of the fourth season of Empire.
Right.
When the flight got delayed, he started posting on Instagram stories, which cops now may believe were meant to let the brothers know that he was going to be late. The brothers told the cops that the attack was supposed to happen earlier than January 29th. But he got delayed in the airport, and thus it got pushed back. With all of this, Jussie's supporters are now turning on him.
We should come with all that we can come with in law enforcement to find out what happened, and the guilty should suffer the maximum. I still maintain that. And if it is found that Smollett and these gentlemen did in some way perpetrate something that is not true, they ought to face accountability to the maximum.
Yeah, Al Sharpton, not backing him anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, SNL's Kenan Thompson wondered if he was too quick to tweet his support.
First it was the Tide Pod challenge, then it was the Bird Box challenge.
Oh, my bad, that's not the right one.
That's actually not that far from the truth, though.
Yeah, it's got to be this one.
Man, I wish I knew what the truth was, because everybody's so quick to jump on one side or the other, you know, before the actual facts come out, that some people, you know, are left holding the bag, even though, you know, they were reaching out with love. And I did the same thing. I reached out and I was like, stop the madness and all of that. Now it's like the story is turning and it's starting to look kind of negative. So I don't know. It's like I wish there was a way for people to get all of the facts first, but I don't even think that's possible.
Says the governor of Virginia.
Yeah, right.
I wish I could go back and just erase everything I've ever done.
It is hilariously, it is hilarious that it happened where I played the Bird Box challenge, the Tide Pod challenge guy, because you're right.
Just one more thing that we do that we wish and we do, you know, and the one I want to get back is the kids at the monument. The high school kids that were allegedly harassing the Native Americans, and that has been found to be total BS. They had investigators look into it, and those kids didn't do a single thing wrong in that scenario. They were baited by the Black Muslim something or another. I can't remember the name of the group, but we heard from countless people that lived in D.C. and said that that group of individuals walks around spouting this hate stuff all the time. And if anybody's the instigator, it's these guys. So those kids, there finally was an investigation into those kids from the high school, and they were found to have done nothing wrong. And the immediate judgment is that they're just a bunch of little a-holes. And I have to tell you that I was on that train for about a five-minute ride. And I broke my own rule, never believe the initial reports on things.
That's it. That is it.
My own rule is don't believe that. I heard that from a journalist years ago, and I found it to be true 90% of the time, if not higher.
Yep. Well, there's one more person who's turned on Jussie here, and this is my favorite.
Yeah.
Because Cardi B said he ruined Black History Month.
So I'm really disappointed in Jussie Smollett. I feel like he f***ed up Black History Month, bro. I'm not going to say yet until he said out his mouth that it was fake and was staged. I don't want to completely blame him because, you know, like somebody that I was talking to, they said, like, you know, police in Chicago are racist, so they might probably trying to frame him and make him look like he's a liar. But if he's not, like, why would you do that? Like, you ain't had to do that. Then you gave Donald Trump immunity to laugh and make look bad.
Why would you do that?
Wow, I don't know. That may be my disconnect with the real world.
Cardi B. Yeah, I'm with you.
Might be my hopping off place. I'm finally going to be get off my lawn.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The thing and the Pepsi commercial and Steve Carell, and I get it, and then I see her come on, and she's like a cartoon character.
Like, do we like her, or is she like a Kim Kardashian where we like to hate her?
Oh, I don't know. Hard to say. You know, she's... I give her a lot of credit for being somewhat for real. She's right off the stripper pole.
Okay.
That's in her background.
Well, all right. Then that's point in her favor, in my opinion.
To me, too. I mean, you had to work.
Right.
In other words.
Exactly
you
what I'm saying.
In Beverly Hills for sure. And all that jazz. But yes. By the same, you know, it's just, again, you're an entertainer, much like I guess we are. You know, no one's paying for your opinion.
Right.
You know, make another song or do another video.
She keeps
video
injecting
or what,
it.
You know what
she
I mean?
She keeps giving us her opinion
but that's
now.
Fine.
Instagram.
This is what I love about America, man. Yep. You're entitled to. There's not that many places on God's earth where you're allowed to do stuff like this. You pop videos like that up online in Syria and see what happens to you.
Yep.
You'll vaporize.
Well, according to TMZ, a grand jury is going to hear testimony about the incident to decide on possible charges in the case. So that's where
on
we stand.
Jussie Smollett?
Yep, that's where we stand at this point.
You know, I was thinking about this, too. It's like the one guy was his trainer for a while. While they're shouting their slurs and stuff, you'd think you might recognize his voice. Did he have a voice disguiser on? And have you seen the two guys? Have you seen a picture of them?
Oh, yeah. They're both bodybuilders.
Let's say they wanted to tune your ass up.
Yeah.
You would be a bloody, gelatinous pile.
That's very true.
Not a chance would you stand against those two guys. They are torn up, ripped. Like ridiculous that you only got a little scratch on your face.
Right.
Oh, my God, dude. You wouldn't have survived
nothing
the encounter.
Broken, just some bruises or whatever.
Yes, look at them. The one guy, they look like they have sex with mobile homes. I mean, this is, come on.
Which brings me to my final story here in the news today. A couple in Michigan got in a nasty car crash last Thursday. They were in a Jeep Cherokee. You can't even tell from the photos, though, because it's that mangled. The woman in the passenger seat was able to get out real quick. The guy in the driver's seat, though, was pinned. He was hanging halfway out the window. He couldn't move because he was pinned between the SUV and a speed limit sign. Four people tried to push the car so he could get out. It wouldn't budge. But then a 29-year-old guy, Ryan Belcher, who happens to be a professional power lifter, showed up on the scene. He weighs 350 pounds, squats 950, yes. Can bench press over 500 pounds. He realized that he only had to move the SUV like a foot. So he reached through the broken window, started lifting and pushing at the same time, moved it just enough to get the guy out, he explained.
At first, when I first approached the vehicle, there was a good four men there, and they were all trying to move this vehicle. And I seen it wasn't happening, and I figured, what a better time, you know, to use what I know I can actually do. I just jumped right in. I seen a window that was broken out in the back of the vehicle, and I knew if I could swing the vehicle in a certain direction, I can free him from that pole. So I just stuck my arms in and I just grabbed it, lifted up, and started pushing. And all I heard was, that's enough, we can get him. And I don't know how far, maybe 3 feet. Where it came from, I couldn't tell you, but I knew one thing, is that I didn't want this man to be stuck, and I wanted to get him out of there. I had to do it.
Yep. You know, that's how. I'm going to cut him off there.
This guy is huge,
yeah,
too.
He pulled the Jeep off of the guy. The paramedics got the guy to the hospital. He was seriously injured, but he did survive, and Ryan went to see him in the hospital the other day.
Wow.
Just to check on him.
Amazing.
Right?
Did you see the wreck?
I did, yeah.
It's real bad. Yeah. The car's not on its wheels. The car's, like, mangled. The wheels are up. It's on, I guess, its roof.
Yeah.
It's really trashed.
You can't tell it's a Jeep Cherokee, as
no,
they,
yeah, you
the
don't,
report
it's just
said.
A wad of
yeah.
car.
Yeah.
Now, when you lifted the van off that dude, Sean.
Yeah.
Were there other people there?
Yeah, there were a couple other people trying to
get it off
thing.
The
yeah,
same. Yeah.
Same story. They weren't having any luck, so I ran over and...
And picked up, grabbed the bumper or something?
Yeah. And what's funny is, granted, I am not in the kind of shape this guy is in. This guy can bench press me and more.
the guy deadlifted 950.
Yeah. But what's
That's
funny
quite
is,
something.
In both these stories, we have the same exact idea with about 6 foot something and 350 pounds. We're the same. I'm like,
hey, man.
You should just start a superhero team and go around lifting
it's
things
mass.
Off.
Mass. Yes, exactly. It's all about mass. It's physics.
Yeah.
You got good muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy story. I mean, obviously, I immediately thought of you.
Yeah, me too.
For those that don't know, this Sean actually helped to get a van off a guy at a Wawa?
Yep.
And the guy was trying to cut in the air hose line.
He was kind of
douchey, wasn't he?
A little bit. A little bit. It's funny, though, because that's finally the thing that got me to pop up when you Google search me.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, it was for I was way down like 2, 3, 4 pages before that because there's a director named Sean Hood.
Oh, okay.
But when this story happened, now I'm on page one.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
He's measuring his value in
right?
Google searches.
You're darn right.
Well, you got a commendation from the city of Virginia Beach.
I did.
Beach.
It was really
the mayor
cool.
came here and gave it to you on the program.
It was awesome.
Crazy, crazy good. What are the chances that a guy built like... power lifter there is going by at the exact moment we need to get this car off. I mean, it's crazy.
Perfect. Yeah, it was perfect. It's
divine,
like
some
it was
would
sent.
Say.
Yes,
yeah.
I was right there with you.
Yeah.
We got partly sunny skies around here today. 41 will be the high. Rain, snow possible overnight. 32 is the low, and rain and snow likely before 7 a.m. tomorrow, and then rain tomorrow. Highs in the upper 40s, though, right now, 37 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.